Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And today, this segment, I want to talk about the American dream. You know what the American dream is? Well, to me, it has many components, but my favorite, the things that I think are the big three. The first one is liberty. Second is business ownership. And the third one is home ownership. And that order is intentional. Liberty is prime, is first, because it makes the other two possible. I believe freedom is from God, but liberty is a contract that we give to each other. It's the human it's the human form of the human manifestation of freedom, liberty. Think about that. I love thinking about liberty that way. Now, number two is business ownership. And in America, business ownership has produced more self-determination, which is another way of saying wealth, if you want to, than any other force in history. Business ownership has produced more self-determination than any other force in history, including, especially, all the associated jobs that have been created from business ownership. And the third one is home ownership. In America, home ownership is a big deal. It's a huge part of the American dream. And it's available to all Americans who have claimed one of those jobs or started one of those businesses. That's the reason I consider those to be the big three of the American dream. Now, as much as the latter two are part of our liberty, the home ownership and the business ownership is the most challenging. Blasingame's first law of small business states, it's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to operate and grow one. It's very difficult. So that paradox manifests in full measure when the entrepreneurial sap starts rising in the bark of a prospective business owner who decides to start from scratch. Right out of the box, just whole cloth, blank sheet of paper. It's a natural process to envision your new business and then set about creating it out of whole cloth, but the natural urge must be tempered with this rude truth. Someone else has probably already created something that looks a lot like what you're thinking about creating. So here are some points to consider before you become a startup. Think of your local marketplace as a Honda Civic that you want to get, and you want to ride in that Honda Civic. But unfortunately, as you think about getting in the Honda Civic, you find out that there are already five really big guys who are already crammed into that Civic. Five big guys in a Civic. Where are you going to sit? If you've ever ridden on the console, that's what it feels like to add a new small business to a marketplace. I'm not saying it can't be done. I did it. But it's a rough and it's a dangerous ride because the console does not have a seatbelt, nor does it have an airbag. Now let's say instead of squeezing yourself into that rough ride, you convince one of those big guys to sell his seat to you. It's still going to be tight, but at least there won't be a sixth person because you're going to replace one of those five. In the marketplace, that seat represents an existing location, a known brand, phone numbers. Never underestimate those phone numbers, even in the 21st century. A website, maybe probably a mobile site, probably social media positions. There are vendor relationships established. There's experienced staff. People who already know the industry, and most importantly, this is so important, moment one of your ownership of that business, customers will be coming in the door, and you will have cash flow day one. Those last two represent your seatbelt and your airbag. And with this plan, your first day as a small business owner won't be the first day of your business. This is something you have to think about when you're thinking about starting up a business from scratch. Most of those things that I just described, you won't have those things. You'll have a location, but nobody knows you're there. You'll have a phone number, but nobody has your number. You'll have a website, but how many people will have come there? And how many times will that little doorbell ring over your door when people open and close it? That's a big deal, folks. The biggest lament of every small business dreamer is, how do I get the capital to fund my new company? And this is huge. And most startups begin with precious little. I did. And a plan to bootstrap their success, which I did too. But if you're willing to buy your dream off the shelf from somebody else instead of starting it from whole cloth, here's some good news. Almost all small businesses that are sold involve some seller financing. The acquisition is made by combining new owner capital, whatever you can put in, some level of seller financing. So whatever you buy it for, they take back a third or a half or a fourth or whatever, and they finance it for you over time. It's likely put some debt with it, some bank debt, right? So when you're talking to that big guy about selling his seat in that Honda Civic, be prepared to discuss how the two of you can be creative in developing a multi-year payment plan. You'll get the terms you can afford, meaning the cash flow, and the seller, he or she, will maximize their price. That's what happens. You get in a negotiation, typically whoever gets the price, the other one gets the terms. So they probably can increase their price if they give you terms. And it works out for everybody. If real estate is involved, remember, don't buy the real estate at first. Lease it, and that'll reduce your upfront capital commitment. If you're having trouble capitalizing a business, don't throw the real estate into it because it'll probably mess up the deal. Buy it later. And before you convince yourself that the price tag of an existing business is too high, calculate the cost and a failure of the one you tried to squeeze into your marketplace. So I want you to go to businessbookpress.com, and you'll learn a lot about how to become how to buy a business. Businessbookpress.com. Russell Brown is my friend. That's his website. Check it out. You'll learn a lot there. Remember, part of your American dream might be the next version of someone else's. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.